ido para o parque, já. Jaya Radha Madhava
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉडहेड टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
ब्राह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा
मे निरे पितरं व्रजप्रजा
तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा
त्वमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा तमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
त्वमेवं शीलसम्पन्नम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
ब्रह्मण्यं दीनवत्सलम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
गोप्तारं धर्मसेतूनाम्
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा
मे निरे पितरं प्रजा तं हिम एवं thus Shila
Shila
with godly qualities
godly qualities
sampannam
sampannam
endowed
endowed
Brahmanyam
brahmanyam
respectful to the Brahmanas
respectful to the brahmanas
Dina
dina
the poor Vatsalam
vatsalam
kind
kind
Goptaram
Protectaram
protector
protector
Dharmasetunam
Dharmasetunam
of religious principles
of religious principles
Menire
Menire
thought
thought
Pitaram
Pitaram
father
father
Praja
Praja
the citizens Translation Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all godly qualities. He was very respectful to the devotees of the Supreme Lord and very kind to the poor and innocent, and he protected religious principles. With all these qualifications, he was considered to be the direct father of all the citizens. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The personal qualities of Dhruva Maharaj described herein are the exemplary qualities of a saintly king. Not only a king, but also the leaders of a modern democratic or impersonal government must be qualified with all these godly characteristics. Then the citizens of the state can be happy. It is clearly stated here that the citizens thought of Dhruva Maharaj as their father. As a child, depending on the able father is completely satisfied, so the citizens of the state, being protected by the state, by being protected by the state or the king, should remain satisfied in every respect. As the parent At the present moment, however, there is no guarantee by the government of even the primary necessities of life in the state, namely protection of the lives and property of the citizens. One word is very significant in this connection, Brahmanyam. Dhruva Maharaj was very devoted to the Brahmanas who engage in the study of the Vedas and thereby know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are always busy propagating Krishna consciousness. The state should be very respectful to societies that distribute God consciousness all over the world. But unfortunately, at the present moment, there is no state or government support given to such movements. As for good qualities, it is very difficult to find anyone in state administration with any good qualities. The administrators simply sit in their administrative posts and say no to every request as if they were paid to say no to the citizens. Another word, Dina Vatsalam, is very significant also. The state head should be very kind to the innocent. Unfortunately, in this age, the state agents and the presidents draw good salaries from the state, and they pose themselves as very pious, but they allow the running of slaughterhouses where innocent animals are killed. If we try to compare the godly qualities of Dhruva Maharaj to the qualities of modern statesmen, we can see that there is no actual comparison. Dhruva Maharaj was present in the Satya Yuga, as will be clear from the next verses. He was present in the Satya Yuga. He was the ideal king in Satya Yuga. The government administration in the present age, Kali Yuga, is bereft of all godly qualities. Considering these points, the people today have no alternative but to take to Krishna consciousness for protection of religion, life, and property. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakadamahyam Vidati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapadakamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Rupunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Durubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tam evam shila sampannam brahmanyam dinavatsalam goptaram dharma setunam me nire pitaram praja. It's a little hard to imagine how the head of the state could be seen as the father of the state when it's so common these days for people to fashionably just, it's assumed that people don't like the government. At least on my side of town growing up, I didn't know anybody who liked the government. I'd seen pictures of people who have American flags in their yard and things like that. And even to some extent, my grandparents had American flags, but they didn't like the government either. They had those flags because my grandfather was in the military. It was probably some fundraiser. So he was like the father of the house. But this sentiment of a personal relationship with the government is a little difficult to understand because of our current situation, but the Vedic culture was more like a family. Brahmanas could just walk into the abode, the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and say, "I have a problem. My son died. I'm his father. The son can't die before the father. What happened?" And the king took responsibility. "Oh, I must not be performing my dharma properly. You're right, this should never have happened. Let me take some action." In the age of Kali, since it's degraded so much, we don't know how to solve such problems. So it's natural that the government becomes impersonal because they don't want to be held accountable for things they don't know how to solve. They're bluffing if they say they can solve the problems. They'll say anything to get comfortable position. White House is a comfortable house. They want that stability, just like everyone else. So they'll say anything to get there. They're bodyguards. So for protection, for shelter, we can't trust them. Because like everyone else, they're out for number one. Therefore, Prabhupada, three times in this purport, he said, "Unfortunately, in the present situation, this and this." Three times he's lamented the modern situation. First, he's saying, "There's no guarantee that by the government of the primary necessities of life." Protection of the lives and property, then there's no government support to Krishna consciousness movements, and the presidents are drawing salaries from the state and posing themselves as pious, but supporting slaughterhouses. In other words, he's condemning them politically, spiritually, and morally. This is the condemned condition of Kali Yuga. We can't relate properly with people, we can't relate properly with God. And we don't extend common decency to those who are under our care, innocent people and animals. So Prabhupada concludes, considering all these points, the people today have no alternative but to take to Krishna consciousness for the protection of religion, life, and property. Krishna gives protection of religion. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paritranaya sadhunam. He gives protection, he gives deliverance to the sadhus. Sadhus are the ones who are following religion. Vinashaya chaduskritam, he's protecting them from the demons. Dharma samsthapanarthaya, he re-establishes that dharma. And that's why he's coming. Again and again. The process of Krishna consciousness is also glorified in Bhagavad Gita for bringing about all success, including religious success. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, this is the final verse of Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. So, someone could raise the, I think, silly question. Well, that's fine, but we can remember Krishna, but that doesn't mean that Arjuna's there. And if someone decides to make this petty argument that Arjuna's not here right now, therefore these things won't be here, they're misunderstanding. Arjuna is always with Krishna because he's a pure devotee. When we get in touch with Krishna consciousness, all the pure devotees are in our association. We have access to their mercy at every moment. Arjuna is the link in parampara. Krishna explained that in the course of time, the science of the devotional service has been lost. Appears to be lost, and so therefore I'm establishing a new parampara with you, Arjuna. So we're connected through parampara to Krishna. We're connected by our spiritual master, we're connected by Srila Prabhupada, we're connected by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, going back one acharya after another, and it passes through Arjuna also. So we do have access to that line, just like an electric line. There's a powerhouse on some thousands of feet away. We have a powerhouse. Then there's a lamp in our room. We plug the lamp into the outlet, and through the line, it connects to that powerhouse. So our devotional service is like that lamp. We've cleansed it by following regulative principles. We've decorated it and made it very opulent by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And it becomes illuminated when it's plugged in to the disciplic succession. Because that disciplic succession is the cord which carries energy from Krishna, the powerhouse. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. Krishna is the sun. He's like the sun. And Maya is like darkness. Srila Prabhupada printed a similar quote on his cover of Back to Godhead. Maya is nescience. God is light. Maya is nescience. Where there is light, there can be no nescience. That's still on the top border of his Back to Godhead magazines. So we do get enlightenment by Krishna consciousness. And therefore it's worthy, he's worthy to take shelter of for protection in the matter of religion. And it's not sectarian religion, so-called religion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains Nam Nam Akari Bahula Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatra Arpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha Itadushi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrishami Hajani Nanuraga. That Nam Nam Akari Bahuda, there are thousands, Bahudha, various kinds of holy names of the Lord that manifest Nija Sarva Shaktis, all kinds of complete personal energies. All the names of the Lord are fully invested with the potency of Krishna himself. Because the holy name of the Lord is not different from Krishna. So whether you know the Lord by one language or another is secondary. The first thing is that you're worshiping God, and that's where the power comes from. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, if you're Christian, chant Jehovah. If you're Muslim, chant Allah. And if you don't have any name of God, then you can take our name, the Hare Krishna mantra. It's effective because a parent, if your small child mispronounces your name, you don't condemn him or say, that's not me. No, obviously he's trying to speak to you, so you accept the mood with which he's approaching you. If he's trying to say dad, but he says mad, not that you become mad at him. That would be incredibly juvenile. I mean, Krishna's not, he's juvenile. He's Kishore, but he's not immature. He's also, he's the oldest and the youngest. He's everything. His mercy is all, is predominant. That's protection in the matter of religion. Prabhupada also mentioned protection, that we should take shelter of Krishna consciousness for protection of our life, very life. So he's given us a process of disciplic, a process of Krishna consciousness handed down by the acharyas of disciplic succession, which includes regulative principles. We avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And these four guys are the big problem of violence in the world, of death, of murder. I'm willing to bet 98 to 99% of murders are involved with one of these four. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. This isn't even just human death, even animal death, murder. So many times, somebody kills somebody else, somebody kills their wife, their husband, because they're cheating. Or Romeo and Juliet. They wanted to be together, but they couldn't, so they killed themselves because of their illicit affair. And that's just individually. But even collectively, it's been recently studied. A recent study in China was there. I found interesting that their research was suggesting that sex is the psychological root of war. That they did, they had this just this hypothesis, and they wanted to test it out. So they were saying that what they did was got a test group of 20 people and showed them pictures of the opposite sex, completely nude pictures. Some of them saw members of the opposite sex who were classified as beautiful, and some were shown pictures of those who were classified as ugly. And after these tests, they were asked a battery of questions. Questions about they were asked questions about foreign conflicts with foreign countries that had hostile relations with China, and whether they should solve the problem by military means or by peaceful means. And the results were that, and it was also with males and females, but the results were that those who saw the attractive opposite member of the opposite sex were more inclined toward war action. And those who were shown the uglier opposite sex member, they wanted some peaceful solution to the problem. Then they did another study also, where 23 boys were shown two sets of pictures. One was of the Chinese flag. This is all in China. So one was of the national flag, and one was of women's legs.
Good legs or bad legs?
They were all good. Because now they're trying to compare the nationalistic urge versus the sex urge. And they performed a computer test to see how quickly they could respond to questions, to common two-character Chinese words, some of which related to war, some of which related to other topics. So those who got to see the, like farming, for example, were some other words. And after seeing all, seeing these, they, those who were seeing the flag were responding equally to all of the two syllable word, two letter words. And those who were seeing the legs were responding much faster to the war words, according to the computer measurements of response time. And they were average for the other words, like farming type words. And so their conclusion was that they thought this indicates that war was a means by which men were trying to impress women, like peacocks, for example. They raise their tails when they're trying to impress a mate, and the men get their bombs arrayed up, or they, better yet, they put little ribbons on their chest with military outfits, colorful ribbons. And the stags have these big horns which attract the does. And they have their spears and guns, which are attracting the women. They want to, and the essence is they want to show that they're virile, because in the past, this is all their logic. Their logic is that in the past, men who were virile fighters had more access to the women, and so therefore that's how it is now also. This is just their.
I think, there does seem to be some kind of, primitive connection, because both also calm down once they're neutered.
Yeah.
Whereas when they're not, they're,
And brahmacharis don't go out and pick fights with people generally.
Mm. Yeah.
They're pretty peaceful.
Yeah.
But once you add a few opposite sex in the mix,
You
the
broke the
rationality
geometry
melts. Yeah.
class.
Yeah. Rationality melts away. Fire and butter. Men are good, women are good, but together they're bad. So, violence, murder. So that's just the first one, illicit sex. Meat eating, that's obvious. There's thousands of animals slaughtered for meat eating. No need to go beyond that. Intoxication, lots of drug killings. Just take a look at what is it? Is it Tijuana in Mexico? Right now, there's been, for the last year, kind of drug wars going on there.
All over Mexico.
Yeah, especially one certain place is highly concentrated these days. But yeah, there's a lot of drug wars going on. Intoxication, gambling. You may not hear about it so much, but Vegas is full of violent crime. But because of their background, they're very expert at not getting that publicized. So these four regulative principles protect our life. And chanting Hare Krishna gives us access to eternal life. And property also, devotees are not without philosophical foundation of how to live practically, even from an economic standpoint. Our basic book of philosophy, Sri Ishopanishad, in the first mantra says, Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita ma gritas kasya svidhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that's within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. This flies in the face of upward mobility in a material sense. Simple living and high thinking, upward mobility spiritually is what this facilitates. Minimizing the needs of the body and the acquisition of matter. If everyone would do it, there would be equal proportion of wealth. Everyone would live simply. There'd be no need for industrial society. Simply means what do we need? We need food, shelter, a place to sleep, and simple facilities for preaching. And it's possible by recognizing that Krishna is the owner of everything, that I'm not the owner. This idea of personal property is an illusion. Real property means Krishna's property. Everything is Krishna's property. So a devotee has this vision. It's spiritual communism. Everyone has the same thing. We have enough to maintain our life. There's various that's the standard thing for a human being. It's there are little varieties of when you make a rule, but then you have to give a little bit because people can't follow the rule. What do you call that? A concession. There are various concessions for castes of life. Vaisheshika. So there will be a little bit of variety there, right? The Brahmanas get to act, they get to completely surrender all property to the Lord. The Kshatriyas have more property. Vaishyas have maybe a little more or a little less. And Shudras have whatever they're maintained by the higher orders also. But none of them require skyscrapers. None of them require, you don't even really require a car. If you just structure the society locally, it's not required to do all these things. So we're trying to establish farm communities to show that it's possible to maintain these village economies. It's not possible with just one farm, though. There needs to be clusters of farms that intertrade with one another, each one focusing on one economical system. One farm is especially good at making bread. One farm is really expert at making furniture. And if each one can have one point of attention, they can support each other. And they can all support the city temples by supplying, so that the temples don't have to buy from Walmart. The temples can buy from the farms. We get what we need. We don't create any of false necessities, artificial necessities. And it's radical. It challenges assumptions, but that's how it works. That's Vedic culture. It's agrarian. It's cow-based economy, bull-based economy. No need for tractors.
Are there any
We're doing much better in India because it's more traditional. Everybody already knows how to do it in India. And it's hot there, so there's no snow. But Hungary is not doing too bad, although their focus right now is largely that they're growing food. They're maintaining bulls, which is beautiful. But they're also subsidized a lot by tourism, and I think by the local government also. So may not be 100% self-sufficient, but they're leading the way right now. Hungary Farm is doing very well. But it's going to take clusters of farms intertrading with one another. Then they can become bigger and finally make it practical for the temples to buy from them instead of from Kroger, from Giant Eagle, from Walmart. Artapa Punj Prabhu and New Vrindavan wrote an article recently called King Kamsa's Bogamart, which is talking about how we're so dependent on these places when Prabhupada has given us these farm communities for that purpose. Then the agrihastas don't have to work some mundane job. They can work at the farm and make money. Solves a lot of problems. Solves the 90% of the questions we get in classes on the Sunday programs are, how do I practice Krishna consciousness when I have to work a mundane job? That's always the question. Well, that's the answer. That's one answer. It's a nice answer. There are farms available. We can't actually always give that answer because people are they're actually not very familiar with the philosophy yet, so they don't realize what it's like to live at the farm community and why that's valuable. So it takes a whole system of education before they can come to realize that job, why it's valuable to not pursue massive amounts of accumulation of matter. So we just say that, okay, offer the results of your work to Krishna. And that's also an answer. But a more radical answer, which simplifies things and makes Krishna consciousness even easier, is to work at the Krishna conscious farm. Fewer people will be able to take that answer, but those who do, if we can provide that to them, would benefit the most. We need to be able to provide it first, though. I don't know what we can provide right now in farm community-wise. I don't have that much knowledge about the situation. In India, it may be different. Okay. So Krishna consciousness provides this protection, the shelter. That's our shelter. Government is not our shelter. Right now, we're grateful that the government isn't persecuting us. That's good enough. Although they won't let us teach in their schools. Generally, unless we're very expert at the art of camouflage. Generally, brahmanas aren't so much into camouflage. They're the teachers, so we'll see how it goes. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Anything first? I guess we haven't said anything. I've taken up all the time today. Okay. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.